Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. I'm Gordon Moat here with Bill Gaither himself, with a great cast of characters, and we're ready to get things started.
And Bobby Mason's going to be with us today, the Collingsworth family, Buddy Green.
Here's Andre's classic, Bill.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon.
My public service announcement today is this is International Child Safety Week, a time dedicated to saying thank you to those people who carefully watch and review all the products made for children. We are grateful that these people faithfully do their job, ensuring the safety and the care of our kids. Thank you for what you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Gordon, you were with us that night in Louisville, Kentucky.
Indeed,
Kevin,
I was.
You were there.
Wow.
Signature Sound, the vocal band on the Ohio River, on the beautiful, beautiful City Auditorium. And we started out with this song.
There's a road called the Holy Highway that once was a desert land. Very soon the sound of a holy marching band. Everlasting joy upon them. There's a remnant strong and true. We bring the song back to Zion. We bring the praise back to you. We exalt you, God. Holy name.
Break it down.
Majority, a silly award this week from the ice cream confectioners of Cordova, California. They were congregating for the confab at Cushman, Connecticut, at Charlie and Chelsea's Corn Crib,
of course
they chat and chew on calamari and carrot cake.
Wow.
They gave the word of the day their smoke and mirror citation. They said their words are a crime and all out of rhyme, and they're not worth a dime.
Well, that is
not
true.
Not good.
That's sad.
Athernium.
That's the word.
Athernium is the word.
Okay, let me have it.
All right. Take it.
All right. Athernium. Everybody, please sit down. Bill, just keep napping. Hey, Athernium was a beautiful thoroughbred horse that belonged to Roy Rogers' brother, Ray. But Trigger, Trigger received all the notoriety. Athernium was sort of a black sheep horse that got bitter from all the attention that Trigger was receiving.
Yeah.
Athernium tried to run the Kentucky Derby, ran the wrong way. It was embarrassing. He played some bit parts on Gunsmoke. He was Mr. Ed's stallmate. And eventually ended up working for a rodeo cowboy in Delaware, Bart Bucky Baxter, who rode Athernium until Bucky got bucked and bounced. And it was just tragic, really
very
tragic.
Oh,
Athernium ended up on a therapist's couch until he resolved all of his baggage. He apologized to Bucky and reconciled with Ray Rogers. And from there on out, it was happy trails to him. There was.
I was so caught up in the story of Bucky that it actually means library. And then
you're kidding.
An Athenaeum is very quiet.
Oh, well. I've seen that on the side of the highway.
We went the wrong way, didn't we?
Kevin, you are not an Athenaeum.
not so much.
Bobby Mason, all in favor, say aye.
So if you love my Jesus, let me see your hand. If you love my Jesus. Jesus Christ.
right, this question is for William, Kenny, and the Swan. Guys, in computer lingo, what do the letters KB stand for? You have three choices: kilobyte, keyboard, or kernel block. Which one?
All else quiet. I got that. I got that. KB is kilobyte. Everybody knows that.
Wow. Wow. That is.
How did you know that?
How did you know that?
I read.
That's true, he does.
When did that start?
Bottom of the barrel, Collingsworth.
She began to prepare their last meal with despair, feeling sorry for herself and her son.
When suddenly, without warning, there appeared in her morning
a prophet whose instructions changed her life. If she'd prepare his meal first, let her face down the world,
she'd experience a miracle just in time.
For when the barrel is empty, God sends an Elijah.
When the oil runs dry, he's just started his plan. Just go to the door, throw open your cupboard, stand back and let the miracle sink in.
Some advice just for you. You see, our God is still in the miracle business, and he knows your situation is quite blue.
Oh, and when you feel your face scrape the bottom of your barrel,
and there seems no reason to press on,
it's then God's storehouse of supply breaks open from on high, and your barrel's overflowing once again.
That's the Collingsworth family on this sing-along edition of Homecoming Radio.
Here's something for you to think about. Hope never dies where faith is strong, and faith grows strong in the presence of hope.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, "Leave us a note."
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button, and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today. Back at Homecoming Radio, Kevin Williams here with Bill Gaither.
Yes, and, I'm here.
And Bill's accountability group. And Bill, you are our techno daddy, man.
Yep,
you are technological phenomenon yourself.
Kilobyte.
Yeah, I know you were talking about Siri a minute ago. How are you doing with all of that?
Siri and I are becoming very, very good friends.
Oh, you're kidding me.
She talks back to me. You know, like,
Unlike Gloria.
But you know what? Is there another girl named Alexis?
Alexa.
Alexa.
Yeah.
Alexa.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I called Siri Alexa by mistake.
You're kidding. How'd that work out?
Siri wouldn't speak to me for 3 or 4 days.
Wow. Yeah. Nobody appreciates
that's
it.
Good. Here are the Isaacs.
Friends around the world send us some really gracious notes every week. Here are a few examples.
I hear you during my lunch hour, and I'm grateful for the uplifting words and the music that helps carry me through the rest of my day. I even love the jokes, which are sometimes over my head. Golly.
Wow. Sorry about that.
It gives me just a tiny glimpse of heaven, and that's from Susan.
Diane's a full-time caregiver, and she spends a lot of hours putting smiles on countless faces. And she says, we clap along to your music. Uh-huh. You may not realize it, but you people are my assistants in the Joy Givers mm-hmm. department. Wow. Keep it up, because I need your help.
That's
thanks.
Great. Uh-huh.
This one says, I hear you on Joy 101.1 as I mow my grass. My wife keeps wondering why I mow the lawn so often, so I can listen to you. I can even sing along to the music because nobody can hear me. Thanks for the joy, hope, and encouragement you bring to my life. That's from Paul.
Milton says, I love the program, and the word of the day is killer. I'm sure Kevin is really a good guy, but with him, the gates are down, the lights are flashing, but
birthday's no train.
Get that boy some help.
She says, you all amaze me every time I hear you. Thank you, Milton.
We love your notes and love to hear from you. It's just homecomingradio.com. Glory and I heard a sermon from Ann Graham Lotz, and she ended up with this phrase. She was talking about heaven, and she said, it is the home of your dreams. And she started describing a place with no cancer, no pain, no worries. So we wrote this song with our son, Home of Your Dreams.
Somewhere there's a country where the air is pure and skies are fair and blue. It's the home of your dreams. There's no war and there's no strife. The hopes of all your life come true. It's the home of your dreams. There is no violence there. Kids in the city square can dance and laugh and play without a single care. There's music in the hills. There's comfort and goodwill and peace again. Where love begins and never ends. It's a place where there's no fear, where consciences are always clear and fair. It's the home of your dreams. There's no shame, abuse or pain, no ugly words will there profane the air. It's the home of your dreams. No one is ever sad. Gone is the loss we had. We'll do the things we always knew that we. The dying and the cares, the longings and the prayers will all be done, and we'll be home finally. The home of your dreams. The home of your dreams. It's the home of your dreams.
Well, the old clock on the wall says we don't have much more time, Phil, here. Can you get us out?
Yeah, if you fly through cyberspace, each week take a break. Homecomingradio.com, where you can
download our free Homecoming smartphone app. Mm-hmm. And you can hear more of us online and get the dates for our future Homecoming concerts.
And come check out our Facebook page. We have a lot of fun over there. Get the scoop on the latest Gaither videos. And you can always leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
Where is it?
HomecomingRadio.com.
No, the old clock on the wall. I don't see the clock anywhere. There's no clock.
Gordon found it.
Oh, I got it. It's the old clock on my phone.
Hey, big salute to our stations in the state of Georgia, like WDAL, WHHR, WJEP, WLPF. Hey, big thank you and salute.
Hey, you left your treadmill on at home, Bill, and Gloria's not sure how to get it to stop. So you better go home and get it to...
The old clock on the treadmill says we got to go.
Before all the clothes fall off of it.
Good luck, yeah. I love those
www.
See you next week, folks. That's all.
Well, today you've heard the best of the best in great gospel music. And if you're wondering where you can find this music, go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find what you've listened to here today and a whole lot more. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.